Welcome to Samsung Show. Do you want to be happy? Have you ever thought that you could be more happier? What's happiness? How can you feel that happiness inside you in a way that nobody can destroy it? Well, the good news is we have Vafa Rasooli here. Hi, Vafa. How are you?
Good. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for having me again.
My pleasure. So he's a life coach, and Vafa knows a lot about happiness and the challenges that you face during your journey in your life. So I'm going to ask him some questions and see how we go. Maybe we get some answers.
I hope so. Let's do it.
Okay, what's wrong with my phone? Turns out nothing's wrong with it. Okay. So, you mentioned that in our previous episode that happiness is inside you, right? Okay. So, what about outside validation? For example, again, the perfume example, okay, and maybe you have to act in a way that you don't usually act, if you know what I mean. Okay, you have to wear a mask sometimes, okay, and be in a way that is acceptable by the community, by the society. And you have to get the outside validation, because if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere.
If that's what you believe.
That's your network. So your success depends on the people you know and the people whom and the people who know you, right? Okay. So how would you put that in your perspective?
Okay.
You know, outside validation, like we have a lot of influencers, okay, they scream about it. They're like, outside validation is no matter, okay? But when you go to business, okay, you have to be accepted. Otherwise, they're not going to give you jobs. They're not going to give you contracts. Okay? That's, you're not going to get anywhere, right?
That's true. Okay. That's true.
So how, if you know what I mean? So
I understand.
You have to change some stuff that you don't want to change. You have to be in a way that doesn't necessarily like make you happy, but it makes others happy.
Look, you have to adapt authentically. Okay. If you understand.
Can you elaborate a bit
more?
So
with the external validation, okay, if my self-worth is based on what people think about me, then people can judge how I live my life.
Okay.
You know, if I keep searching for external validation, like a, I say, drug addict wanting the drug, you know, compliment this, great job, fantastic, good on you, wow, this, that, you know. What happens when you don't have that? You'll start feeling like crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because your self-worth is based on external validation.
Yep.
And so...
something you need, right? External validation is something you need. If you don't get validated by others, they're not going to give you opportunities. You're not going to get any opportunities.
If you have to stop being authentic... This is my personal opinion. But like, if in my perception of reality is that if you have to change being your authentic self. Yeah, I know you have to adapt some things, but like to change and adapt to me are two different things. Change means my core beliefs are changed to fit into this puzzle piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you adapt to the situation being your authentic self, you know, instead of like say for example you're a square.
Yep.
Okay. And to fit it, to change, you have to cut your corners to be a circle so that, this guy is a circle. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But adapting means that you go as a square and you let them adapt to you.
Okay, because you stay, that's interesting.
Yeah, you stay true to yourself.
Would that work out?
As for me.
Yeah, happy to hear that.
You know.
Okay, interesting. Do you believe in energy drink?
Yes.
By the way, our sponsor. No, I'm joking.
I was waiting for that. energy, yes. Yes. I don't know the technical, because the technical to me is the science part of putting words, making the unknown known. That's to me what science is.
Okay.
You know, and so I wouldn't know the technical stuff, but I know that we operate on a wavelength, on a frequency.
Frequency, okay. Yes.
And so that frequency gets translated to energy.
Okay. Frequency is energy itself, like from physics perspective, is energy.
Yeah.
Okay. But when it transfers to energy, is that what you said?
My understanding is frequency, energy level, like wavelength.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I could be completely wrong.
You believe in energy. I mean, in energy, like in terms of
energy,
positive or negative energy.
Yeah, energy is like someone, like your colleague or something has a bad day.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they come and put it on you.
Yeah.
And then you start having a bad day. To me, that's energy being transferred from them to you.
Oh, okay. From person to person.
Give or take, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay, yeah. And that's why I don't, because 90% is what life happens to you, you know? The 10% is how you handle it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
so when you get a negative energy from somebody, okay, and then you can change it to positive maybe, or just get rid of it. So you believe in energy, it can be passed over to someone else.
It can be. Okay. It can be. It can only affect you if you let it affect you. Like, it took me a few years to get to a stage where if there is no enemy within you, then the enemy outside can do no harm.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And that took, if you can sit down in your room and be happy, just being there, just sitting there, letting your mind wander, not doing anything, you know, even if your mind's like, go do this, this is crazy, like, what are you doing and stuff, but just sit there calm and joyously and smile, then any situation outside of that, nothing can affect you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because if you can do nothing and be joyful, okay, then whatever is coming at you from life, the 90% of life, you know, you can be joyful. You can handle it joyfully.
Okay. You can sit in your room and just have a J.
Yeah, if you want, if that's how you
Florida,
prefer.
If you're in Florida, no problem. Yeah. Okay, very interesting. You also believe in power of mind. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the same as the energy that we were just talking about?
Yes.
Can you elaborate a bit more? How does that work?
Your thoughts create your belief, which creates the energy in motion.
Okay. So basically, power of mind is powerful enough to create your future.
Yes, of course. Of course. Okay. Yes. How you speak to yourself is very important. You know, if you tell, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, and you repeat it, you know, like they say, fake it till you make it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But if you keep doing that, it will become a belief, and that belief will turn into a feeling, and then from the outside world, you'll get proof that I'm a bad person. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve love. I don't deserve happiness. You know, but if you can just shift your perspective. Do you know what I mean? Like, say, for example, the best example I could give is that if right now there was the letter 6, right? In front of me, right? There's the number 6. To me, it's a 6. To you, it's a 9.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
One of my friends is 69. We know who we're talking about.
So if you can shift from the 6 and see it as a 9, just that simple shift, magic can actually happen, okay. You know, in terms of energy.
So power of mind is powerful, is yes. real.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Law of attraction.
Everything. Okay. Everything. Change the world, change your mind.
So it's connected to the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you also believe in karma, right?
Yes. 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 Karma is a big one.
Can you explain a bit more how these things are integrated? Karma, power of mind, law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
energy. How are they integrated and work together and like make your future? If you want to be successful from a spiritual point mm-hmm. of view,
yep.
okay, you have to know this stuff and you have to be able to control them or yes. have control over them, yes. if that makes sense.
Yes.
Can you explain a bit more again how they are integrated with each other?
Well, for example, karma, as we know, if you do good things, you will get okay. good things.
But I'm talking about relation between karma.
They're all interrelated, my friend.
Universe.
It's
God.
It's
because it's confusing.
So it's like a hierarchy, I would say.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So how would you put it, like hierarchical levels?
Okay. Good question. I would say from the bottom up, it'd be power of thought,
mm-hmm.
power of belief,
mm-hmm.
emotion,
mm-hmm.
karma, source, creation, universe, okay. God, whatever okay. you want to put.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know about praying. Do you pray?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay. So some people argue that praying is the same as power of mind, because you pray
mm-hmm.
and your brain creates that situation or
yep.
the desired situation.
Yes.
And you may get there, if yep. that makes sense.
Yep.
Do you think pray is power of mind or is a different thing?
No, pray is the power of the mind. It's your words, okay, the words you speak every day have a rippling effect on the universe. Like a droplet that lands into the water and it creates the waves
mm-hmm.
around the drop. Those are your words. You know what I mean? So if when you're in a prayer, when you're praying, it's in a state of meditation. Right?
Okay.
You can either pray, please help me get out of this financial situation,
mm-hmm.
or thank you, God, source, for everything.
Okay.
You know, these are all power of mind frequencies in a meditative state that are listened to by the universe. I've personally, like, I feel like, do you know when you walk, like sometimes when you walk into like neighborhoods or suburbs and like you see like an old person who's like talking to themselves really loudly and yeah. stuff like that?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I might go down that path. Not in like the crazy thing, but because like when I speak out loud by myself, like I know I'm being heard. You know okay. what I mean? By the okay. universe. God. So because I know that, and that's from personal experience, so like you have to experience it for yourself, because
mm-hmm.
I sound crazy to someone who's not spiritual. Do you know what I mean? But once you experience what I experience, if mm-hmm. you do, then it'll make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And so yeah, that's why I'm always careful about what I say,
because words are powerful.
Greater, your words are more powerful than any bullet in a gun.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can destroy a person with your words. You can make them kill themselves with your words and change their life, or you could lift them to the stars.
Okay.
I like this. Go.
So if words are powerful, you know about black magic, right?
Elaborate.
Voodoo.
No.
Black magic. Or similar stuff in other religions. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like name the religions. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, they write some words on a paper. They put it in a bottle. They put it like a hair of the person and they curse them. You know what I mean?
Okay, so,
because words are powerful.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They call some entities maybe to do some stuff. Yeah. Okay. Do you believe in that? Because if words are powerful, if I write bad words on my whiteboard and put it in my room, so they're going to have negative impact on my life, right?
Yeah.
But if I do the opposite, it's going to be positive impact, right? So if that's true, if you believe in that, automatically, you got to, like, by the same token, voodoo and black magic and those types of magics would work.
Yeah. If you believe it works, it works. Because the universe is infinite.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm not talking like parallel realities.
Yeah, I'm not talking about my own belief.
No. Like, but you're in. If you believe that black magic works.
No, what if you don't know? What if you don't know? What if someone.
Yeah.
Okay, curses you.
Yeah.
Okay, puts all that stuff together. Okay. Yeah. And curses you somehow.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about it. So you don't have any belief or any opinions on it, right?
So okay. It wouldn't affect.
But.
Yeah.
What you said is that words are powerful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't know about the words.
Yep.
But they're there in the bottle.
Yep.
With some other stuff.
Yep.
Okay. So they should have impact on your life, negative or positive or not. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in that, like that sort of magic?
If you believe it. If
you,
I don't know, someone
put it in my car.
It's an interesting question. I would say if I believe in voodoo magic and for example, I believe in voodoo magic and you believe in voodoo magic and you put a bad curse on me in my reality because I believe in voodoo magic,
it's gonna work.
Yes.
What if you don't know? You don't even know what black magic is.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Then it's not in my perception of reality.
So it's not going to work?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What do you think about pronouns? You know, we have a new movement.
Okay.
That,
what, in like business or the world?
No. It's like a movement like... internet sensation maybe okay and bisexuals transgenders you know, like right now I'm calling pronouns okay and they're gonna get mad they're gonna be like, don't call females women or don't call women females, don't look at it from biological perspective,
okay,
this is what we want to be called, okay. What do you think about that? Even if you go to TikTok and create an account in your profile, you can choose your pronouns. Okay, and it's crazy. There are like theirs, 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 some crazy stuff like that, like thousands of, maybe hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them. Okay. And this is something that is being accepted by creators. By decision makers, maybe. Okay. And it's very interesting. So I'm not gonna have my, I'm not gonna say my opinion loud. Okay. But what I'm saying is, it's interesting that how did we get here? And my question is this. These people want to be happier. Yeah. Okay. They want to be called some pronouns, but they want to be called other pronouns. Okay. Don't you think this is going to create an environment for people to get hatred and also get obsessed with pronouns and disappointed with pronouns? So what I'm saying, do you think it's going to backfire and minimize their happiness or not?
I'm only confused because I haven't had social media for 15 years, and this is interesting that this is okay. How the world is at the moment. Okay, and so that is very interesting. Okay, so from what I understood from that is that...
Not him. For example, they're like, okay, my pronouns is theirs, them, they.
So not I have he, to...
not she.
So I call you they,
yeah,
them.
Yeah, okay. If you want to like refer to yeah. them, okay, they're like, they went there. They mm-hmm. did this. Okay. So the thing is, they're so sensitive about it, uh-huh. okay, that they get disappointed. When mm-hmm. you're sensitive about something, mm-hmm. okay, when you're obsessed with something, mm-hmm. you get disappointed.
Yeah.
And you become less happier, right?
Yes.
But initially, it's been established
mm-hmm.
to make them happier. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Give them a choice.
That disappointment.
Don't you think this is going to backfire? You know, I mean, why do you think about it in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter. Does it really matter? There are a lot of other stuff that you can work on.
Yes.
And have a better life.
Yeah.
But pronouns, what the hell, man?
Seriously. It sounds like there was someone who was lost and didn't feel accepted in the world. And so they found a community where these pronouns, I don't know what you're saying and stuff. And so to feel included, because we're human beings, we need connection, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? To feel included and stuff, they find a group of people that feel the same way as them, but they're part of this community and they start believing this and they start... putting that down your throat. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can be whatever you want to be. They, him, their, helicopter, whatever. I don't know.
Fridge.
Yeah, fridge. You know what I mean? As long as you don't shove it down my throat that, like, hey, you have to call me a fridge.
That's the problem.
Do you know what
they
I mean?
They say you have to call me a fridge. That's the problem. That's exactly.
That's going to disappoint you because it's external validation. Because if I don't give you that, you're going to be upset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly what's happening out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
You know the guy, what was his name? Ben Shapiro.
Yes.
He hates this stuff.
Really?
He talks about it. He's got a lot of videos on YouTube.
Okay, and I've seen a few of his clips, yeah.
He just roasts them, you know.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
But you get a lot of hate for what you say.
Yeah, I feel like you will. Whatever you do, there's always going to be someone negative about what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? So whether it be on a big scale or a small scale, you know what I mean. It's and I feel like the louder you get, the more people. The bigger you get, the louder you're going to get. So you're going to get more negative people. True. You know what I mean.
True. Yeah, it's like you create a war. You create a war to get to peace. But you don't need that war. You're already in peace. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting question. I have a question for you then. do you feel like before we can have... Because you know how they say it's darkest before dawn, meaning it's dark before light. Like, does war need to happen before we appreciate peace? Or like... It's like... You winning the lottery, will you appreciate that money? Like, appreciate it, not just like, oh, I've got a lot of money now.
Mm-hmm.
Or working hard and making the money.
Okay, I would enjoy just winning the lottery.
Yeah, okay. That's up to personal preference and stuff. You know what I mean? But, in my personal experience, it's just... If you don't work for something, like, you don't... enjoy it as much because you don't appreciate the value
of it. I know exactly what you're talking about, mm-hmm. but the thing is, if you work hard for it and then you get that money mm-hmm. or whatever it is and then you're like, oh, I worked hard for it, so I shouldn't drive this car, I shouldn't buy that house, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't spend on this. You know what I mean? So automatically you're going to enjoy less. But if you if you are offered $5 million right now, okay, you're like, I got it for free, I can go do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, but if you like, you know, in my perception, okay, okay. Oh, in my perception, it'd be if I was given $5 million, I'd go buy a sports car, and then if I crash it, I wouldn't care about it because
I don't appreciate
the value. So I'd be like, I crashed it, I'll go buy another one. I'll go buy another until I'm broke. Do you know what I mean? And then I'd be like, oh shoot. You know what I mean?
Well, you have a couple of cars. You can sell a couple of them. And then exactly.
But if you work hard and you buy the car, you'll take care of the car. Do you know what I mean? You'll make sure, like, you drive it carefully.
Okay.
That's an appreciate.
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Are we on different chapters or?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that was interesting. What do you think about creators and their insecurities? As a creator, okay, creator, not a creator.
Yeah, creator.
I don't know.
Influencers?
Creators, so on YouTube, on TikTok.
Oh, like content creators. Content creators. Would you call content creators? Everyone's an influencer.
Influencer is different, and you can create contents, but you're unknown. You're not famous. Okay? Mm-hmm. In that sense, you're not an influencer.
Okay.
Automatically, whatever you create is going to influence people.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. The audience.
Yeah, whether one person, 100 people.
Yeah, exactly.
People,
yeah. But, yeah, so influencers or content creators.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
A lot of them have insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they should do to minimize giving an F to their insecurities and then just move on and be comfortable with camera, with mic,
maybe
the setting, maybe with what they're creating, their art.
What people think of what they're creating?
There are a lot of artists. Yep. Okay, they create arts, but they don't put it out there.
Yeah.
Because they're scared.
Yeah.
What do you think? What should they do? Is there any way psychologically to keep the balance or just remove those thoughts and be positive about it and consequently be more successful and consequently be happier?
Change your beliefs, change your life.
Okay. How? Can you elaborate a bit more? How can you get there? What's the technique? How do you need to think?
If I was in an artist's shoes and I was scared to put my artwork out because I'm afraid of external validation, okay, I can either work on it, like maybe show 5 people and get an idea and then go 10 people and then this and that. Or I can just say, F this, and I'm just going to put it out. Because usually fear is the first step. Once you get over that first step, skydiving. I've been skydiving. I don't know, have you been skydiving before? No. I've been skydiving, and the scariest moment of the skydiving was jumping out of the plane.
Okay.
Once I jumped out of the plane, it was the most beautiful experience of my life.
Wow.
You know? So that fear is just the first step. And once you take that first step, like a snowball effect, you'll just roll with the punches.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. We know we're going to die, right?
Yep.
We're going to finish.
Yeah.
How can you be happy when you know you're going to die and just be vanished? And before that, do you care about the security of your computer? Do you use VPN? I'm just joking.
I actually believe that. That's great. I like, go ahead with that, bro. Do that. That's cool. That's
we're not sponsored by anyone. Yeah.
That was fantastic. That just took a whole shiver and woke me up. I was like, nice. So what was your question?
Yeah, we're going to die. You're going to die.
Bro, you can either look at it like this. We're going to die or we're going to die. You know what I mean? It's all how you see it. The 6 or the 9, bro. You know what I mean? So if you see we're going to die, life is going to... Oh, what's the point of life? Going to die. Going to die.
Exactly.
Gonna
what,
die.
What is but the point
you're
going to
die. I'm going to die. I better do everything up that makes me happy. Do you know what I mean? And then you go do everything that makes you happy. Okay. You know, because you're in this world for a limited amount of time.
Okay, I get it. Interesting.
Yeah. It's your attitude to everything. Your attitude, how you see the world, and that turns into a belief. Everything we talked about, bro.
Got it. Okay, is there anything else you want to add? Because I don't have any more questions. I mean, I do, but I'm not going to ask you those questions. Maybe for
the viewers' sake. Oh, I'd be honored to come back again, bro.
And by the way, if you have more questions, comment below.
Please.
Or there. Somewhere.
Please, somewhere.
And then ask the questions that I'm going to ask you those questions. Do it.
Fantastic.
Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Just comment. Ask away. Just comment. Don't care about outside validation. I'm not going to judge. No one's going to judge. No one's going to give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Anything else? I guess just leave it to the questions. Whatever people ask.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Great information again.
Thank you for having me again.
My pleasure. Thank you for watching or listening to this podcast. If you are listening to this podcast, you need to know that this podcast is available on Spotify as well in the form of video. And it's available everywhere. Okay. Bye.